I talked to a lot of people. A lot of people were born other places around that town.
She, her two older sisters married two brothers, and her sister next to her died, and several years afterwards she married her sister's husband. So it wound up there was three sisters married to two brothers. It's not an everyday common occurrence. I don't think.
Not very much at all. On your mother's side, what was your grandfather like? What kind of, do you remember very much from
that? I never knew. He was. He died in the early 1900s. I don't know exactly his date of death and all. His name was Claude. Claude was his name.
Was he a farmer or?
Farmer.
Do you know where on your mother's side where your ancestors came from all the way back?
The ones next to him came from North Carolina, and as far as I know on him. But his father was a preacher, and I don't recall his name at all. John sticks in my mind was his name, but I'm not sure. But I do know he was from North Carolina. He was a preacher.
Do you know where they, way back before, when, with it, what part of Europe they came from?
I don't on my mother's side, no sir.
On your father's side?
Irish.
On your father's side, could you tell me a little bit about your grandparents?
Okay. My grandmother was born Susie. She was born in Northern Lowndes County. In 1863, I believe.
Wow, that's pretty far back.
Okay, she died in 1960 or 61, and she was 90, in her high 90s, I forget. My grandfather died in, let me think back, his name was Jim or James. And they called him Baker Jim. He was from Baker County, Georgia. He moved here in early 1900s. He was a school teacher. He moved here with two brothers from Baker County. They were originally, their parents was from North Carolina also. And his two brothers moved on down to Sanford, Florida. And then in later years, they moved back into Clinch County.
Around the Colquitt?
No, around Open Oak Swamp.
Oh, that's around Homerton, right?
Around Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah. Clinch County is a long draw that county. That is Clinch. It runs on up through Homerville on up towards Pearson. They moved back into the southern part of around the swamp. And they farmed a little farm down around the swamp and later got into Turpentine.
Yeah, a lot of Turpentine around
there. They wound up with a little money.
That's nice.
They bought up a lot of land, bought a lot up for a dollar an acre.
That was... A lot of people ended up with a lot. Thousands of acres of land. Continental Can, though, has bought so much land now.
And they got so much leased.
You have little diamonds on the trees?
Yeah.
Drive all over Georgia and you'll see, you know, you just be driving along and see one of those little diamonds.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.